Morning Ireland at 14 minutes past eight. Now, it looks like Aer Lingus pilots, members of the IALPA trade union, could be heading for strike action in a dispute over pay. Members have now voted twice, electronically and manually, in favour of industrial action, and the union is expected to outline later today how they intend to proceed. The pilots have rejected a Labour Court recommendation of pay increases totalling 9.25% as part of an interim settlement, a figure well below their ask of 23.8%. Aer Lingus has called the level of increases being demanded exorbitant, outrageous and untenable. Donal Moriarty is Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus and we'll be talking to him shortly. But first, our reporter Ethna Dodd asked people in Houston Station for their reaction to the news of a potential strike.
Worried. We're travelling over the summer, so hopefully we won't be caught in it. We're just going to wait and see what comes out of the discussions maybe.
It's very worrying for people that have booked flights for the summer.
They're taking me on my holidays. They're supposed to be taking me on my holidays next Saturday week.
Oh, so are you worried?
I am. I think they're very well paid, you know, and I think the airline are probably doing well to hold the line, because if they concede that kind of a pay demand to a small group of employees, I think they're making a rod to beat themselves afterwards. I'd love to take the easy option and let me get to Italy and back in 2 weeks' time, but anyway, that's how I feel.
They're looking for a pay increase of 23.8% is what they're looking for.
Well, they're looking for that. Like, the real world, you negotiate and you'll get less than that. So you start high and somewhere in the middle people will meet. Well, I suppose I would think twice, maybe. If I thought there was going to be a strike, I might be sort of more inclined to go with a different airline if it wasn't Aer Lingus. I mean, you know, that's sort of maybe the sensible thing to do, you know, unless they put on a price sale, in which case I might risk it.
Ethna Dodd chatting there to potential and existing Aer Lingus customers. Donal Moriarty, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus. A very good morning to you.
Morning, Mary.
We'll talk about the issues dividing yourselves and the pilots shortly, but I want to focus on the travelling public. And, you know, on Corrie telling us, and we hear it in that vox pop from Ethna, people now make choices, they plan ahead, but they're impacted right now by what might happen. How are you putting backups in place for customers?
Well, IALPA appear to be absolutely determined to inflict the disruption of industrial action on the travelling public this summer. And inevitably, if they do, it will involve much disruption for our customers. What we're doing is preparing for that, and we will communicate with our customers and try to lay out the options that they have in order to, I suppose, minimise that disruption. However, it will be significant. The challenge at this time of year is that all airlines are busy, not just Aer Lingus, and seeking to reaccommodate passengers on other airlines is very difficult because of how busy they are. But our commitment to customers is that we will communicate clearly and effectively to them, setting out what options they have.
All right. Well, there's a 7-day notice period, but you're asking IALPA for 15 days notice in ahead of any industrial action or strike action they might take. Why do you want 15 days?
We've asked IALPA for 15 days notice in order to give us as great an opportunity as possible to reaccommodate as many of our customers as possible. So it's simply a practical matter of trying to reaccommodate. So we've asked IALPA for that 15 days notice. They haven't responded yet, or they haven't accepted that 15 days notice. So we're still awaiting their response on that front.
Are you asking for 15 days to avoid paying compensation under European Union rules?
Absolutely not. Our only motivation in looking for that notice period is to reaccommodate as many customers as possible. We have no difficulty in refunding, reaccommodating or compensating customers where compensation is necessary.
So but would it release you from
the
that obligation? Would it release you from that obligation?
15 days will give us the 15 days will give us the greatest opportunity to reaccommodate customers. If IALPA service with notice of industrial action over 7 days, we will absolutely fulfil all of our compensation obligations by refunding and compensating passengers. The last thing we want is disruption to our customers. But equally, we can't be held to ransom by IALPA seeking a 24% increase in pay.
There is an immense gulf between you and IALPA at the moment in terms of what was on the table and what they are asking. What is Aer Lingus prepared to do now?
Well, just to give you some context around the 24% increase in pay that IALPA is looking for, that would involve senior pilots in Aer Lingus getting a 50,000 euro increase in their pay, bringing their overall package up to 350,000 euros. There's a range across the pilot body in terms of the increase, but at the upper end, it's 50,000 euro. Inflation is something that has affected everyone, not just pilots, and all other groups in Aer Lingus have accepted a 12.25% pay increase, and pilots are holding out for 24%. So that level of increase is not tenable, it's exorbitant, and it won't happen.
Can we drill into those details a little bit further, though, because you've concentrated there on the top end of the senior pilots. How many pilots would you have that would be coming in on the starting salary grades of, is it something like 36,000? And what would it mean for them in their pockets?
Yeah, it's not 36,000, actually. That's the starting salary for cadet pilots, trainee pilots. The starting salary for a co-pilot is over 60,000 euros. And it climbs incrementally as they climb the scale.
And so, sorry to cut across you, and I know we have a delay on the line here, but it climbs incrementally, you say, over how many years and how many increments? Is it 26 years?
It's a 26-point scale, and there's a co-pilot scale and a captain scale. So it starts at point one of the scale at 60,000 euros, and climbs to the top of the scale at a base salary of 2,007,000 euros for a captain. The overall package that IALPA are looking for, they're looking for this 50,000 increase at the top end of the scale for over 200 pilots that would deliver an overall package for them of just under 350,000 euros. That 50,000 increase is actually more than the annual pay of 3,500 of our 5,500 employees. So on that basis alone, it's untenable.
So it's 50,000 enjoyed by around about 200 of your pilots. How much? You talked about 60,000. Would that be taken as somewhere around the average salary of assistant captains working within the airline?
No, 60,000 is the first point of the scale. So that's an entry pilot. And the scale climbs incrementally thereafter at 26 points. So that's the starting point.
So where would the bulk of your pilots fall on the salary scale?
It's a range. As I said, there are 200 at the top end of the scale. The bulk of our pilots would be in the middle range of the scale, and those pilots would be on an overall package of close to 200,000 euros. So that's the vast bulk of our pilots.
All right.
At the top end, as I say, there are 200 at the very top.
Both sides are saying they're open to talks. You know, IALPA knows there is always a solution to be found here. The question is whether this is going to limp along through the summer with difficulties for passengers and for your profits right along the way, and for the pilots themselves, or are you going to be able to sit down in a forum and hammer out a solution? Where could you go for these talks now?
Well, IALPA so far have rejected the outcome of two independent processes to resolve the dispute. That's a pilot pay tribunal and the interim recommendation of the Labour Court. We have offered to IALPA to engage in meaningful direct discussions to reach a solution. And we've also offered to IALPA to go to the Workplace Relations Commission to get to a solution. Both of those offers at this point have been rejected by IALPA, but the logical place to go to resolve this is the Workplace Relations Commission. And we're calling on IALPA and indeed IALPA's parent union, FORSA, to go to the Workplace Relations Commission to resolve this and to resolve and avoid an unnecessary dispute inflicted on thousands of customers during the peak of the summer.
All right, Donal Moriarty, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus. Thank you for your time this morning.